Welcome to the Secular Web Radio Show. Our special guest today is Michael Shermer. I'm your host, TJ Walker. Mr. Shermer is the publisher of Skeptic Magazine. He's also the author of How We Believe, The Search for God in the Age of Science. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How do we believe in the age of science?
Well, the question is really kind of a profound one because it asks how we believe anything. How do belief systems get generated? And the answer is that humans are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals, and we are designed by evolution to find design in nature. Sort of a recursive concept, but so the first answer to why people believe in God is that God is an explanation. He's an explanatory story about the origins of the universe and where we came from and why we're here, where we're going, what it all means, and all the way to explaining nature and so on. That's the first part of the answer as to why people believe in God, which has to do with sort of a deep evolutionary answer, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But the other way to get at it, which I did, I actually did an empirical study on that question, why people believe in God, by surveying 10,000 Americans and asking them directly, why do you believe in God? And they'll tell you, only too happily. But first, in the first part of the survey, I actually did a whole demographic study, and it turns out the number one predictor of people's religiosity is their parents' religiosity.
Surprise!
Yeah, of course, and that is the same predictor for your political position and so on. Now, no one's going to say that. When you ask them, why do you believe in God, no one says, well, because my parents told me to. You know, because it's such a lame reason. But the fact is, that is a...
Now, what percentage of Americans do believe in God?
It's 90 to 96%.
Okay, so when Pat Robertson says 96%, he's not lying.
Oh, no, nope, study after study. Now, it depends how you ask the question. If you push it a little bit and you ask people, well, how many times do you go to church, you know, once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year, weddings and funerals, how many times do you read the Bible, once a day, once a week, and so on, then the number drops down considerably. People aren't that serious about it. But just the concept of, do you believe that there is a God? Yeah, almost everybody says yes. It's very rare for people to say, I don't know, or no, or whatever. Now, the percentage also drops when you ask them to define God. Not everybody defines God in the Judeo-Christian sense as a higher intelligence that created everything, does not need to be created, and cares about us and give us everlasting life. That's the basic definition of God. However, most people in America mean that, but it's not 96%.
Our special guest is Michael Shermer. He is an author, and you can get this book, folks, at the Internet Infidels, the Secular Web bookstore. So go no further than right here at our website, and you can purchase How We Believe, The Search for God in the Age of Science. Michael's also the publisher and editor of Skeptic Magazine. What is that all about?
Skeptic Magazine is the voice of the Skeptic Society, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation that's in the business of science education and science research. And it's our job to provide the general public and the media and anybody who's interested with explanations for mysteries and controversies, particularly scientific controversies or controversies you can generate an answer to through research or testing. And so we deal with, you know, everything from UFOs and the goofy kind of stuff like that to the more serious things like God and religion. We put on a monthly lecture series at Caltech. We publish Skeptic Magazine, which is available at all bookstores, at every Barnes & Noble and Borders in America. And you can subscribe to it. You can go to our webpage at www.skeptic.com. And anyway, so we're out there, you know, a cultural force for rationality and science and reason. That's what we stand for and believe in, and that's it. That's what we do.
Well, how strong is the cultural force in favor of skepticism? We're certainly a long way off, aren't we, from a presidential...
We white men are few.
Well,
yeah, it's not...
I mean, how soon till a presidential candidate could run, be considered a serious candidate for all of us, and say, hey, I'm skeptical about the whole notion of God?
Say it. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. It's pathetic. We don't live in a country with separation of church and state. No way. That's a scam. You know, it's pathetic. You know, if you don't believe in God, you're not going to get elected if you tell people that. That's really a shame, don't you think?
Well, what's happening to change that? I mean, certainly the Madeline Mary O'Hare, no matter where she is at the pulpit.
Stand, let's face it.
You know,
she's
just
not coming back.
The image of the atheist sort of standing up, telling everyone that they're idiots, is obviously not a very successful tool for converting the public.
We got off to a bad start with that with Madeline.
And we're not going to hold you accountable for her actions or her personality. But what else is your organization doing to popularize the whole notion of being skeptical?
Well, we have our own television show called Exploring the Unknown. It runs every Tuesday.
Is that the one with Leonard Nimoy hosting?
No, it's actually hosted by myself and Mitch Pileggi from X-Files. So it has that. It's a similar kind of thing to In Search Of, but we actually solve the mystery.
Now, where can people see this TV
it's
show?
It's on Fox Family Channel every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock on Fox Family, and it's hosted by myself and Mitch Pileggi. And every week we're out there like people in unsolved mysteries, but we're solving the mysteries.
Now, that, in fact, is one of the most common reasons cited for belief in God. Well, there are certain unexplained mysteries in the world, and since I don't know how it happened and science can't explain it, therefore, there must be a need for the belief in God. Is that a reason?
Yeah, the general statistic is 40% of American scientists believe in God. That figure was corroborated again just in 1996, which confirmed the 1916 figure of 40%. Now, when you control for eminence, that is, the most decorated and most published and most prestigiously published scientist in America, when you take that into account, the figure drops to about 7%. So atheism or non-belief, I prefer the word non-theism, by the way. It's a much, much friendlier term. It doesn't carry as much baggage as atheism does. That figure represents, you know, what leading scientists believe. About 7% believe in God.
Our special guest is Michael Shermer. He is the publisher of The Skeptic Magazine. You can find out more information by going on the web to www.skeptic.com. www.skeptic.com. And you can find out information there on how to subscribe to the magazine. Plus, it's in the major chain stores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, places like that. He's also the author of How We Believe, The Search for God in the Age of Science, which you can order right here at the Secular Web book site. So don't leave this website without checking out that book. Michael, what is the newest and what's the most important goal for the skeptical society right now?
Oh, I think to get into high schools and colleges more, to get our magazine adopted by more teachers to get students to read it. We, along those lines, have implemented Junior Skeptic Magazine, inspired by Lisa Simpson on The Simpsons, for kids, that it's perfectly okay to think rationally and scientifically. And not only is it okay, it's cool. I mean, it's fun. It's where the action is. And so Junior Skeptic is a magazine. It's tipped right into Skeptic Magazine. And it's for kids and teachers and parents, and it's written at that level, and there's a lot of illustrations, and it's really a fun magazine.
Now, Michael, you seem to have a lot of media savvy. You've got TV shows, websites, magazines,
books.
Well,
I have a radio show, too.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, I have a KPCC. It's the NPR affiliate for Southern California. I have a show called Science Talk, in which I interview scientists each week.
Now, why is it that you seem to be an aberration among the skeptical community? Because I have been to, you know, secular conventions, atheistic conventions, and it seems like there are a bunch of strange people standing up talking about how the rest of America is nothing but idiots, and their idea of fun is scratching God off of, in, you know, dollar bills that say "In God We Trust." And frankly, it's not a pretty picture for mainstream America. And when they do come across this faction of skeptics, people want to run as quickly as they can in the opposite direction.
Yeah, we've got to remedy that. We've got to get ourselves more mainstreamed through television and mainstream media things. That's why I'm working hard to get my books into the mainstream so that they're not just fringe publications but real publications, and that people go, oh, this is serious stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't just like some weird cult out there challenging the status quo. These guys, you know, they know what they're doing. And we just got to do more of that. It requires hard work and effort, but, you know, it's worth it. I think it's a valuable goal.
Who else do you see as leaders in this movement who present a positive public persona? Because, again, I hate to go back to these negatives, the Madeleine Murray O'Hare, but you stop the average person on the street who, you know, goes to the Presbyterian church every day, and you say, what do you think of an atheist? And they say, well, that's someone who's sort of depressed and mean and cynical,
yep,
and was beaten
right.
as a child and thinks everyone else is an idiot.
Definitely we need to overcome that. Oh, I don't know. I guess James Randi is kind of our spiritual leader, I suppose. He's one of the founders of the skeptical movement. You know, Paul Kurtz and Ray Hyman. This is sort of the first generation of our era of skeptics, and I guess I sort of represent the next generation, like Star Trek, right? The next generation
okay.
coming along. And there's more people out there. I mean, you know, that like in Randi's organization, the James Randi Educational Foundation is a great group, and you know they have some young people working there, and that's good.
All right, well, Michael Shermer, we appreciate your time here today on the Internet Infidels and the Secular Web Radio Show. Thanks for being our guest.
Well, thanks for having me.
And again, the book is How We Believe: The Search for God in the Age of Science. And you can get that book right here at the Secular Web, or you can go to the Skeptics website, www.skeptic.com. I'm T.J. Walker. Thanks. See you next time. Bye-bye.